Ramos putting it in to Caligiuri. Beats the first man. A left-footed shot. Paul Caligiuri has scored a goal. The USA lead 1-0.
My passion is to rid this great nation of America of soccer. I'm never going to rest. Never going to tire. I'm trying to show the rest of my fellow citizens that this is a waste of our time, energy, and resources.
What letter does socialism start with? S. What letter does Satan start with? S. What letter does soccer start with? I'm going to give you a great big yes on that one. Do you think this is some kind of coincidence or something?
Podcasts. There are a million of them, and they're all amazing.
Following the game in Monterey, a 1-0 loss, the Los Angeles Galaxy and the Seattle Sounders are now both out of CONCACAF Champions League. Oh, the horrors, oh, the crying, oh, the moaning, oh, the complaining, oh, etc., etc., etc. MLS has only been taking this conversation seriously since about 2010, when RSL first went in there, took it serious, got to the finals, and did something that no one thought was possible. Almost beat Monterey. MLS is not quite there. Liga MX is starting to take the competition, especially in the knockout rounds, a lot more seriously. But you know who else is taking it seriously? Teams from every other CONCACAF nation. So these things are bound to happen. MLS teams are going to get in that competition, and you know what? Unfortunately, they're going to lose. It's a young league. It's a forming league. It's a developing league. Liga MX has been around since 1943. In fact, if you go back to the amateur era, they've been around for longer than that. Now, that makes them someplace around 70 years old, give or take a little bit. I was told there'd be no math on this. Anyway, MLS has just passed its 18th birthday. It's an 18-year-old versus 70-year-old, give or take, depending on the math. That's just not bound to happen. So let's stop our whining, let's stop our complaining. We are number two, the second best league in CONCACAF. That's nothing to sniffle at, that's nothing to laugh at. People want to complain about it, go ahead and complain. It's okay to complain, it's okay to want the teams better. I'm not a big fan of this whole MLS for whatever team. Some people are, that's fine. I want the teams to do well. I want them to not embarrass the league. Unlike past years where teams were losing 8-1 in the knockout rounds, these MLS squads both held their own. They held their head high. They played well against far superior Mexican teams with much higher salaries. There's all sorts of reasons why Liga MX is better than MLS. The big one being the salary. There's better youth development, there's more people in the country playing the game, and there's much more money inside of that game.
Show me.
MLS is not there. Not with a $2.7 million salary cap, and even more, not so with a league that is just 18 years old. This is the Mind of Abrams, coming to you on the All-American Soccer Podcast. Kind of.